This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Hey, Aaron.
What's up, Ronnie?
Welcome to the episode of Absolute D, where we get to spotlight whoever we want.
That's kind of cool. Remember how we couldn't do this because we were just kind of talking about Rebirth books?
Yeah. And first up, we picked our childhood favorites, or at least I know it was mine. I assume that was partly yours, too.
Oh, yeah. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
That's right. Secret Empire. Oh, wait. Which we do have to answer that question for Rob Krieger as well.
Oh, Betsy. Okay. You can handle that because I didn't read it.
Yeah.
Should we let people know what we're going to talk about? Or should we just...
Nah, they don't need to know.
Okay. So my favorite issue was number 4.
Really?
Where characters did various things against other characters.
Yeah. And a real crazy villain.
Yeah. Yeah, the villains are the best part of the book. Especially the one that we like the most.
Yes. Because that 3-part issue.
I guess we should tell people we're talking about Teen Titans.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So
our first character spotlight's going to be on Teen Titans. So I just figured we would sporadically do other characters.
Yeah, whenever something...
Just to break our fancy. But before we dive into Teen Titans, I do want to answer Rob's question because he did take time to ask it.
Okay.
Yes, Rob, yes. There you go. There's your answer.
What was his question again?
He wanted to know if Secret Empire would bleed over to other books.
Oh, okay.
And like the aftermath, it would be for Thanos and whatnot and Legacy, if it would hinder Legacy, I think. Okay. I don't have the actual Twitter open to look, but I believe that was what it was. I think some things will be addressed, but I don't foresee all of it being addressed.
Right.
And that's all I'm going to say about Legacy, because I love that book.
Yeah, I mean, there is another podcast on this network that probably would be a good place to go to talk about Secret Empire.
Yeah, and I think I'm on it, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're on Boom Addiction?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Jack and I do Ultimate Marvel.
Oh. You know,
because we love comic books, so we got to talk about all different kinds of comic books.
So, Teen Titans. I guess, do we want to go and talk about, like, what teams we like the most? Or how they started? Or...
Well, what about the beginning for us?
The beginning for us?
Yeah. Like, okay. Obviously, mine was the Judas Contract Part 2. That was my first introduction to Teen Titans.
Okay.
Because in the summers, I'd stay with my aunt and uncle, and if I helped my cousin, which I thought was weird, but anyways, do his chores, then we would both get like $5 at the end of the week, and then we both wanted to go to the local comic shop, and they had quarter bins and dime bins and nickel bins.
Okay.
And so $5 was like $100 to us back then.
Right.
And... the Judas Contract Part 2 was the first one of the first comics that I ever bought.
Okay.
So that was my introduction.
For me, the first Teen Titans books that I remember actually reading.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know I probably read, you know, an issue, something here or there, but I guess it was in the new Teen Titans with
yes.
The Who is Donna Troy storyline.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I guess I was probably like 9 or 10 when that came out. And that was, I don't know why it caught my eye, but that was one thing. I remember there was like a little newsstand shop in my town that would have, it wasn't a spinner rack, but it was like with the magazines. There, right. They would have one shelf on the bottom that would just have random comic books. And every time, you know, like that was the place that we would go if you needed, you know, stuff like school supplies or, you know, oh, we have to do a science project, so we need the big oak tag boards or whatever. And every right. time we were in there for something, I'd always go to the newsstand and I'd always just pick something. And I don't remember if it was the first issue of the storyline or the second one, but I remember I definitely started with that and then went back, you know, to earlier stuff from there.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, I, too, what was that? Is that, like, 61, Jesus Contract Part 2 is, I have it, and it's downstairs. Still, the one that I bought that day, but I can't ever remember the damn number. But that wasn't the only New Teen Titans that I bought that day. That was just the first one I read.
Right.
Because I didn't pay attention to the stupid numbers, you know, that was, the cover caught my eye, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're kids, and you see a cool cover, and that's the one that you pick, not 51 or 47. You know what I mean?
Right. What was the cover, the first Judas Contract book? Was it kind of like the panels, the black and white panels of the people?
Part one or part two?
Part one. I don't remember.
The part two is the one with four of them standing side by side and like the color of the background.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
Not like silhouette style, but
yeah.
And for me, like, I didn't know. I mean, I knew who Robin was, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Because you're a little kid. And, but I didn't know who the disco guy was, which ironically is the first issue of Dick in the Nightwing disco costume.
Yep.
And so that like blew my mind back then. And I was like, and then so that made it even cooler because I was like, hell yeah, they're all sidekicks or they're all kids like me, you know?
You were a sidekick?
Well, I wasn't a sidekick, but I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I could have been a sidekick to like my dad or whatever, but or my grandpa.
That would have been so amazing if you just dressed up in a costume and followed your father around everywhere.
Yeah. Or wore a cape while I was baling hay with my grandpa.
Yeah. Or just like, what sat the hell are you on top doing? Of the barn. Scowling with a cape and a mask.
Yeah. So, who was your favorite Titan? Or who is your favorite Titan?
See, it's tough to say. Because depending on the story, you know, or I guess depending on the era, it kind of changes. I mean, originally, I'm a huge fan of Nightwing. So anything that he did, you know, was just fantastic.
Was a bee's knees.
Yeah, pretty much. I've never been a huge fan of, I guess at the time he would have been Changeling before he became Beast Boy.
Right.
I mean, he's grown on me over the years, but he's never really done a whole lot for me. Same thing with, Cyborg as a member of the Titans is fantastic.
Booyah!
But I would say Nightwing's probably my favorite. I've always liked Jericho.
Yes, Jericho was amazing.
I guess the best part of the New 52 Titans was Red Robin. Yeah, I mean, it's probably a toss-up between Nightwing and Jericho is who my favorite would be.
Yeah. I agree with that, because I just love the idea of Jericho, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always thought it was funny. It could have just been me being stupid, but, like, Jericho, and he has a bro. You know?
That's just you being so stupid.
I know, but I mean, he did have a fro back then. Come on.
Right.
It was blonde, curly. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, and not only that, Jericho's power was always something that, like, really... I don't know if it was that it fascinated me, but it's always one of those, you know, like, man, that would be so cool if you could do, you know, what he does kind of deals.
Right.
That, I mean, all he has to do is make eye contact with somebody.
Yeah.
And he could just take control of their entire body.
Right.
You know, which is just nuts.
Yeah.
But, you know, again,
and he can't talk.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the downside, I guess. But at the same time, you know, hey, I can hop from person to person. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed. What about, so what's your the favorite story arc? Would it be Judas Contract or something?
I do enjoy Judas Contract a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there might be, what was it called? I don't remember what the story name was, but it was when Jeff Johns took over the Titans. I guess it was maybe volume 3 was the one he was writing. Cause the second one was the Dan Jurgens one. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't remember now. I think he was the third one. But it's when that arc started, and it was kind of it was right after when Donna Troy and Omen died.
Okay.
Like this, it started up right after that. And like the whole thing, it takes place. Oh, it's called The Kids Game. Just found it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like they all kind of disband after, you know, everything that happens with the graduation day stuff.
Right.
And you've got Cyborg is out in San Francisco. I guess Starfire's out in San Francisco too.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of mentor like a younger group of Titans. And then, you know, some of the other people go out, and then Alcatraz blows up. And of course it's Deathstroke. And it's, you know, just like everything. I don't remember where I said it. I'm pretty sure I said to you before that, like, Jeff Johns had a way of taking characters that have gotten stale.
Yes.
And really, like, breathing a new life into them.
Right.
And the way that this story started up, like, really got me excited for that series, you know? I mean, he did so much with all of them. I guess maybe this was early 2000s.
What do you know the issues or what issue that was?
Yeah, it was Teen Titans number 1 through 6, 7, 8 of the whatever the third volume is.
Okay.
You know,
that's Jeff Johns and I'm trying to think. Mike McCone and Marlo, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it have Connor, Superboy, and Wonder Girl in it too?
Yeah. And he kind of redid Superboy, right? Mm-hmm. Where he was. Oh no, I guess it wasn't so much redone, but it's like that's when they find out that like the DNA that was used. The human part of the DNA that was used to make him was Lex.
Right.
So.
Which gets later on used kind of in the animated series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was awesome, by the way.
Which, Young Justice?
Well, even the Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, Young Justice was amazing.
Yeah.
Teen Titans Go, however, was like a swift kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
Or a black eye.
The thing that hurts about that is that, I mean, Young Justice and also the Green Lantern animated series that were both on at the same time were so good. And they decided, you know, I guess it was a marketing thing. I don't know what it is. They decided that they were going to skew younger and just cancel both of those and put on Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, if there was nothing on and they decided to do Teen Titans Go, I wouldn't have minded as much.
Right.
But, I mean, Young Justice, I'd say with the exception of, like, Justice League Unlimited, that's, like, the best show that they've done.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? I mean, totally agree. I love all the other series, but...
I mean, you got to throw, like, Superman and Batman the anime series in there, too, yeah, but...
I mean, they're both fantastic. But, I mean, the quality of the animation, the quality of the stories, like, the cast of characters, everything that they did with that was so good that, yes. You know, it really stinks when it got canceled. And luckily, yeah. You know, it's coming back, I guess, next year. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be Netflix, but now it might be whatever the DC service is.
Going
to
be. Uh-huh. For season four?
Three.
Right? Three. Season 3. Because season 2 was Invasion, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I've watched both of those seasons with my kids at least like 8 times each.
Right.
And I'll probably watch it again right before the new one starts up.
This kind of goes with what we're talking about, but like, as all my friends know that I bought those 10 long boxes, you know?
Right.
And... we were talking, and everybody will probably hear it some, but you were talking about the Royal Flush Gang.
Yes.
The new Teen Titans number 68.
Okay.
Is them versus the Royal Flush Gang.
Oh my god, it's so great.
Yes. And that issue stand out. And the reason why I brought up the long boxes that I bought, mm-hmm. that was one of them that was in there. And so it's like there's so many awesome things that I'm getting out of this, and like a short box is nothing but Teen Titans or new Teen Titans.
Right.
And I looked at the cover, and the cover is amazing because it's all the Titans and playing cards with the T on it.
Okay.
Like the Titan Tower symbol is an ace. And then you got Starfire and Donna Troy and Jericho and White Raven and Cyborg. And then, like, in the background, you have what looks like the Royal Flush Gang. But the person that's prompt front and center looks like the Joker, but his face is blacked out. So, yeah, which he doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't... He's not in there at all. It's just one of those cover things, you know. It's like, oh, Joker's in it, so I'm going to grab it.
Right.
But, you know, we were grabbing it anyway, but...
Yeah. Back then. That's so good. I'm going to have to look at that issue now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, but, like, anything Royal Flush Gang, I was all for. Speaking of the Joker and Teen Titans, mm-hmm. what did you think when... Joker's daughter was kind of on the team.
It wasn't my favorite. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I didn't mind it, I guess. I guess I'm like old school. I get it that they have to put new people on the team to like breathe life into it, like we say, but I didn't really, I thought she was a bad choice, really, I guess.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of the character. And it just, to me, it seemed like they were trying to make, I don't even know. I don't know why they were doing it. I guess it was to try and bring that type of character in, but it did not work for me.
Yep. Cause it felt like we already had that type of character, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Do you have, I guess besides Joker's daughter, do you have any characters that you really never cared for on the team? Like on the main stuff?
Well, like you said, I didn't really like Beast Boy or Changeling as prominent. Honestly, until probably the Teen Titans cartoon.
Right.
You know? Because to me, then, beforehand, he was just like a, I wouldn't say a throwaway character, but it wasn't one that I was invested in, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a story arc where he's prominent in?
Who, Beast Boy?
Yeah.
You know what? Off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything that like I enjoyed that he was the main focus of.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like he was almost always there, but not really doing it, or not up front and center, you know? We had Don Troy doing stuff. We had Starfire doing stuff. We had Jericho doing stuff. We had Terra doing stuff. We even had Raven doing stuff. Cyborg, Dick, you know? So it's almost like he didn't need to be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's funny, like, after a while of getting sick of him with, like, the newer Titan stuff, when they threw, like, Bunker into the comic, it really just seemed like, all right, you know, it seemed like, okay, people are sick of Beast Boy, so let's give them a different character that's basically the same character as Beast Boy, just with different powers.
Right.
You know? So it never... Yeah, yeah. He was another one that I never really got too into.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a team that's your favorite... Like your favorite grouping of the Titans?
Probably the new Teen Titans team that had
Robin and Wonder Girl and Kid Flash and
the one that had the new Teen Titans one, like during the Judas contract. You know, that had Jericho and
right.
To me, that I think just because that was the one I started with and I dove into the most.
Okay. I could see that.
But which one's yours?
I would probably go... I'd probably go with the same era. Even though... I would probably go with the same thing. The same design. I mean, maybe the stuff with when Geoff John took over, and it was like, I guess it was Impulse and Robin and Starfire, and
Connor and
Con-El and Wonder Girl and I mean,
crazy too, because it's Con-El, you know, like he's not really Superman, so he's a con.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I grew up with Wally West, but I never really had a problem with Bart Allen. You know, I kind of liked him as well.
Right.
But
what's your least favorite team?
My least favorite team?
Yeah.
Oof, that's a tough one. I don't know.
Mine is the current Teen Titans book.
The current Teen Titans book? The one with Damian?
Yeah. Just because I don't get that vibe like I used to.
Right.
If that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
They're forcing it to be like the old team, I guess.
Yeah. You know what? The one that I might like the least. Do you remember what was the event? When they were sent back to stop Lord Chaos from being born?
Yes.
With whatever that book, Team Titans, T-E-A-M, right? With, like, Mirage and Red Wing and Terra and all them. Oh, okay.
Almost done.
Yeah, with that team. That, and who else is on there? Battalion.
Yeah.
I think Terra was the only character I cared about at all on there. And I barely even cared about her at the time.
Thrown together, like, here's some different characters we're going to try to get over.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it really was just like, well, we have a bunch of people. They're teenagers, so let's throw them together here. You know, like, the story itself, the storyline of trying to prevent Donna Troy and I forget who the guy was. Terry Long?
Yeah.
Was the father? Yeah.
Yeah,
like, the storyline, the idea was fantastic.
Right.
But, man, like, if it was done with the regular Titans lineup, I think I would have been way more into that.
Yeah. Agreed. I can see that, for sure.
You know, like, that's the one thing, I guess, over the years, I would say the majority of the teams are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll have a Robin, you'll have a Wonder Girl, you'll have a Speedster, you know, you'll have kind of like a mystic type of person.
Right.
And I mean, for the most part, they're pretty much the same people.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
And you'll have a techie person.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's just, like, some of the characters that they've used over the years have just not vibed with the other characters.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I'm enjoying Titans now because it is kind of the team that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know,
for the most part.
Not to cut you off, but you know another character that I didn't care about?
Uh-oh.
Starfire. Panther.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I just brought up that. She just, like, popped in my head, because I really didn't care. And there's a couple of, I think it was like, 87, 88, 89, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
When,
talking about Arrowette.
Yes. Well, yeah. That too. But that was kind of like when New Teen Titans started to go downhill, though.
Yeah.
Because Wolfman was still on, but Perez wasn't.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah.
If you had to pick your favorite creative team, it would be those two, right?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I guess, because one of the only new 52 stuff that I've read was Johns' run on it.
Well, Johns didn't do the new 52.
So, well, not the new 52, but the right before 52.
Oh, okay.
You know what? The same one that you were talking about before.
Right.
That would probably be my second favorite creative team.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard not to like stuff that Jeff Johns writes. You know, it might not always be your favorite, right, but it's definitely, it's always a solid book. Yeah, I mean, I think I'd probably agree with you.
Yeah, Wolfman and Perez.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to give me the people who basically create something, you know, on that book for ages, I'm more than good with that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I mean, I don't even know how long they wrote that for.
Well, see, that's what I was...
I mean, it's got
to
be...
That's what I was thinking. It has to be... Well, because I think the New Teen Titans was volume 2 of that, right?
No, New Teen Titans, that was the first actual series. Like, they were in, what was it? They first came in Brave and the Bold, I think. It was just Robin and Aqualad and Kid Flash. I think it was just the three of them.
Yeah. Right? You're right. Yeah.
And then a couple issues later, they came back, and that's when Wonder Girl showed up, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Well, then they were only on it for, like, 80 issues then.
Really? Seems like one.
Well, because 89 is Wolfman and Brigman and DiCarlo and
Huh.
And stuff. I have that one right in front of me, so that's the only reason I know that. But
oh, okay.
Not saying that they didn't, like, that run didn't end, and then, like, they started up Volume 2 again.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Huh.
Of course, you know, 80-some issues is a substantial amount of time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's 7 years.
Yeah, especially right. back then,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Because you were lucky to get a new one, like, once a month or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, I think, now, is that you'll have creators. I mean, if you can get somebody on a book for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
or even 3 years, that's like...
Then you're doing something, right?
Yeah, that's, like, really special.
yeah.
And then, for some reason, they like to shift... I mean, I guess... I can understand if you're writing the same characters over and over again for, you know, 3-4 years,
right,
then, you know, how many different ways can you write them? You know, like, oh, okay, you know, let's see, they've done this, they've done that, and that they, you know, maybe they'd want to jump somewhere else for a fresh start.
Right.
But at the same time, I love when you could have somebody on a book for 6, 7, 8 years, you know, even longer, like, you know, Claremont with all his X-Men stuff.
Right.
You know, and they can really develop, you know, the characters.
Yeah.
Because they know they have a long game.
yeah.
And they know where they want to take the people, so.
But I can see both sides of that coin, I guess.
Right.
Because, like, not all of Claremont's stuff was amazing in X-Men. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I agree.
So, do you get off while the getting's good? You know what I mean? Or do you hold on for the long haul?
Well,
and now everybody has such short attention spans that, and you need it now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's weird. Like, as technology has gotten better, And it's not like a writer and an artist have to sit in the same room and work on books. You know, they can mm-hmm. be completely on the opposite side of the world and still work right, together.
Right.
It seems like there's way more stuff getting delayed now than there ever was. You know,
yeah.
I don't remember as a kid if Justice League or Teen Titans was supposed to be out, you know, the second week of the month.
It was
always out the second week of the month.
Yeah. See, I never was privy to knowing when the new issues came out. You know what I mean? It was just like a happy surprise every time I went in there, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to get a Titans live action show.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited or leery are you of this show?
I am a 10 of excitement. And I'm a 10 of leery.
I'm right there with you.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, we're in a golden age of comic book TV and, you know, TV shows and movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where if, you know, 8 or 10-year-old me was told, hey, not now, but when you're an adult, there's going to be so many awesome things for you to watch, like, that you're reading now.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have believed it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, back then it was Super Friends. And that was it.
Yeah.
So, the fact that it's coming out has me very excited. The fact that it's not on CW has me very excited. That I'm hoping it doesn't, you know, that it's not going to turn into the love triangle stuff that some of the other DC shows have turned into.
The soap opera stuff.
Yeah. But at the same time, there hasn't been a lot of the TV shows that have really, really felt like the characters to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like these being some of my favorites, I'm cautiously optimistic, I should say.
Makes sense. Yeah.
You know, so, like I, Believe me, I'm going to be watching, and even if it's terrible, I'll still watch it because they're my characters.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What are you expecting the route for it to go?
What do you mean?
Like, are you expecting for it to go like the way of The Flash, where it's kind of...
Well, it's...
Unicorn and rainbows type stuff? Or do you think it'll be dark and gritty, kind of like Arrow?
Well, what network is it on? It's on FX, I think?
I thought it was going to be on the app.
Oh, is it? It's not going to be... I thought it was on a TV show, too. I don't remember. My assumption, and this is based only on promotional material that they've kind of put out, which obviously isn't much because they're still casting the show.
Uh-huh.
It looked and sounds like they're going to go a little darker.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it has the feel of Arrow without all the stuff that shouldn't be on Arrow.
It can't be love triangle stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know they've cast Dick already.
They've cast a few of the members. To be honest, I'm sort of ignoring it.
Yeah.
Because too often I get caught up in all the articles coming out that are like, well, this person's cast, this person's terrible, and I'm gonna avoid previews, reviews, whatever until I see it with my eyeballs.
Right.
I'm gonna hold off on judging this, which may come as a surprise.
Yeah. Nope. I totally get it. Because even like now, it's my jam. So even if it's god awful,
yeah,
I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, when is that supposed to start? It's supposed to start next year?
Yeah, I think fall of next year.
Fall of next year? Okay. So we got like another year to wait.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I don't know. They might make some announcements at New York Comic Con. I don't know.
We can hope. I will. Yeah. I'll keep my ear.
Maybe they'll give the first seat sizzle. Easy for me to say. Yes. That.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at some of the panels, and none of them have mentioned anything about it. That the only footage that they're giving is the Batman Two-Face movie with Adam West and William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
And they said during that, they're supposedly going to, after they premiere the movie, or before they premiere that one, they're going to give some footage of Gotham by Gaslight.
Right.
But I haven't seen anything about the Justice League movie that's coming out in 2 months. I haven't seen anything about any of the other TV shows that are starting up soon.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it seems like this would be the place to promote things like that.
Well, you would think so.
Yeah. But.
And see, and our spotlight on Teen Titans is another reason why I want DC to do an unlimited or absolute app for comics.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously there's so many other reasons, but just put it in my eyeballs. I want it. Shut up, take my money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, seriously.
And I don't know. Because that would be amazing.
Yeah, see, like,
I mean, Marvel's already doing it, so I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, with the Marvel one, the reason I haven't hopped on that, anything that I'm really interested in reading, I pretty much have it, you know, in one form or another. I'm not that into the Avengers type of characters.
Right.
I was way more into the mutant stuff, and I have so much of the X-Men, X-Force, X-Factor, New Mutants, Excalibur, you know, Alpha Flight, like all that. I have most of it, you know, either in like collections or the actual comics.
Right.
So I'm not going to pay for the Marvel series. or yeah, service.
Yeah. Right.
But
right.
if DC put something out and they were to be like, hey, we have 80 years of our comic books yeah. on here for yeah. $10 a month, $15 a month.
I was going to say, that was going to be my question. What's your price point per year for the year?
For the year?
Yeah. Just DC stuff, not Vertigo or anything like that. Just DC. Would you do $80?
$80 for the year?
Yeah.
I mean, geez, I would probably pay $20 a month.
Okay. See, that's
at least, at least for that first year.
Yeah.
You know, I would pay, I would definitely hop on it at the start so that I can read all of the older stuff that I would really, I mean, especially like if, could you imagine if they digitized, you know, like the old action and detective comics and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would hop on that in a second.
Yep. Agreed. You know?
So at least for a few months when I started devouring, you know, all of those books.
Uh-huh.
And then I would have to rethink, like once I started catching up to things that I have. I mean, and obviously it would take forever to read a lot of that stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I would definitely, I would say I would probably go as high as $20 a month for the service at first.
Totally with you on that. Yeah. I don't think it'll be like that, but at yeah. first.
But. Yeah, I mean, even if they were to be like, hey, here's a $10 a month plan and we'll rotate books. So here's, you know, a 15-year chunk of our history. Uh-huh. And then 2 months from now, we'll rotate that out and give you a different 15-year chunk. I would be okay with that, too. You know, like something yeah. like that. Where instead of putting everything up at once, they kind of give you bits and pieces. But not like, right, here's right. random issues. It would be like, here's this yeah. era of this book.
Right. These years.
Yeah, because I mean, I've read a lot of the Titan stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, man, there's so much more that I know I haven't.
Right, yeah, same with me. Yeah.
Damn, my wife's gonna hate me because I'm now I'm really in the mood to go box diving at Comic-Con New York.
See, that's what I'm gonna do. Because I'll have Planet Comic-Con in Kansas City in February, and then I'll have C2E2 later on, and New Teen Titans is what I'm gonna work on to finish.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know what? I'll probably spend a day. Or at least a part of a day, looking through some boxes. And if I can find like a complete run of a couple of the story arcs.
Yeah. Yeah.
For not that much.
Yeah.
I would probably pick them up because
yeah.
I know I don't have copies of a bunch of it anymore and I don't know where they are. But when you said you wanted to talk about the Titans, I was like, oh, I want to go flip through that Jeff Johns stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find any of that series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So. I may have to go looking for it again. Unless there might even be.
Yes. I got you going for some floppies. Or I guess there might be some.
Yeah, if there are collections, right? Yeah, if there's collections, I'll definitely.
Yeah.
I would definitely go that route.
Yeah.
You know, I doubt that there would be nice hardcovers of them.
Yeah.
But
maybe.
Actually, you never know.
They might have a nice, pretty penny attached to them, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't mind. If you're going to give me, you know, like a really nice, high-quality paper, you know, hardcover book.
Right.
I'll pay. You know, I mean, not, like, stupid money. But
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the stuff, you know, like Jeff Johns, they always do like big books with his stuff. So you never know. Maybe there's a collection of his.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, I know I have a copy of a bunch of it, but you know, I know the Judas Contract stuff. They got to collect that somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like the big stories, you know that they're out there.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
Has to. Well, you want to wrap this one up, sir?
Sure. Unless you got anything else about the Teen Titans?
I don't. I mean,
Oh, yeah, we had a Twitter question. We were asked how many times we are going to go see a Teen Titans Go movie, or how many times we will watch the movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have little kids, so unfortunately, I will probably have to see this movie at least one time. My guess is I will have to go see it in the theater, which will be great, because paying, you know, New York City prices over here means I'm going to have to spend like $100 to go see this garbage in the theater. And then, you know, like I said, I have little kids, so I will then get to watch it 400 billion times as they want to watch it at home constantly. So, and even if I don't get it for them, I know somebody will probably buy the Blu-ray or something, and yeah, so I will probably end up having to see it a lot.
Well, I don't have little kids.
Yeah.
So fortunately...
You're going to go see it on your own so you can really enjoy it?
I won't go see it, period. Because like I said, that is like the black eye for me of Titans or a swift kick in the nads.
I will say this about Teen Titans Go. I'm not happy with the show by any means, but more so recently, maybe because I'm actually sitting in a room when my kids are watching it instead of immediately booking when it comes on.
You're right.
Yeah. They throw so many Easter eggs in for people who have read many years of the comics.
Really?
That at least there are like small bits of enjoyment that I can get when, you know, some random character shows up or, you know, they make reference to something happening.
Right.
That,
so are you telling me that I need to give it a chance again?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't have to. I mean, if you're sitting and the TV is on Cartoon Network and the remote control is way across the room, and Teen Titans comes on, I'm saying you don't have to throw your shoe at the TV to turn it off.
Okay.
But I wouldn't go out of your way to watch it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, possibly
Martin
can back me up. That's
good, because I probably would not.
I don't know. I think one of his daughters is around the age of kids who watch the show. And I think he said she watches it. So he might be able to back me up that there's some stuff on there that make it like, you know, every once in a while you can kind of go, ha ha, oh cool. But then there's, you know, 75 episodes straight of just Cyborg standing there going booyah, booyah, booyah.
Uh-huh.
And nothing happening.
Uh-huh.
So, no thank you.
Yep. I will be happy not seeing it.
I'm going to Clockwork Orange you, and I'm going to make you watch that movie.
No, sir.
Just be glad we don't live close enough for me to actually do that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, man. Well, looks like I gotta go to Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you've got nothing else.
I do not.
Okay. Well, thank you for recording an episode of the DC, Absolute DC Podcast. And I guess I should thank the listeners listening to an episode. I am so tired. I don't know why I just did that. Thank you for listening to an episode of the Absolute DC Podcast, where we spotlighted it on the... through the spotlight on the Teen Titans. I'm just making up words now.
Yeah.
Damn, it sounds like
the Bellisms, I believe.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if you would like to get in touch with us, you can always tweet to me at Aaron S. Bell.
You can tweet me at Rombar316.
You can tweet the show directly at DC_Absolute. And, you know, if you have any topic ideas or questions, you know, shoot them over to us on the Twitter, and we will do our best to answer and cover whatever you would like, as long as it is DC Comics related and not Secret Empire. And we may even talk Secret Empire. Thank you everyone for listening. You can risk oh my goodness, what the hell am I doing?
It's all right. It's part of the gold.
Yeah, seriously. Oof. Well, if you've got nothing else, thanks for recording an episode.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Huh?
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy nightmare.
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Yep. I feel like we have strongly different viewpoints before we discuss what each other's viewpoints are.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll get into my silly speculation.
Aquaman!
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West. Is this okay? He's like, oh, as long as we don't get caught.
Think about the future!
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
All this nerd talk.
Ooh. DC Absolute. Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
And, there's been some good. There's been some great. There's been some really terrible. And there's been some average, I think.
Well, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com. Absolute worst piece of garbage ever.